Shay, you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Well, thank you for having me. I'm doing well.
What happened at this game, Shay?
So, before the game, Mr. Mercado shows up in his referee uniform. He was seen by several people there speak with the crew that was actually officiating the game. Then during the game, he was on the side on Nazareth's sideline.
Let me just pause you right there. You're talking about Richard Mercado. He is the parent of one of the kids at Nazareth, and they were the team. They were one of the two schools in the game against Simeon. And I've looked at a picture, so you can see him on the sideline of the game. He is an IHSA official. He was not assigned to work this game, though.
Right, he was not, but for some reason he came in his uniform. So while he was there on the sideline, there's an area or a box where coaches or not anyone supposed to go outside of this area. He was repeatedly seen outside of that box speaking to the refs, doing motions as though, you know, as someone that would be throwing a flag and other types of things and dealing with the referees. Then after the game, he has direct contact with a child, one of Simeon's players, and tells him that, look, you're not going to be the player of the week this week. And I basically had to do what I had to do to make sure my team won the game.
Well, he posted something along those lines over the weekend as well. From his Facebook post, he wrote literally, quote, "I did what was needed to make sure Naz won." He also said that he didn't get any calls wrong, that he was correct in what he was interpreting should have been. Be clear, he wasn't making any calls, but whatever he was doing to influence the game, he felt like he was completely correct. Even if his intents were nefarious, Shay, it doesn't mean that the guys on the field were part of his deal, right? I mean, you don't have any evidence that they were conspiring against Simeon, do you?
Well, I think it's a clear inference. If he's speaking with them before the game, he's speaking with them during the game, then his comments after the game, and then the fact that his own son is playing for the team, I think all of that, when you look at it, at the totality of the circumstances, I think a reasonable person can say that he affected, along with the crew, affected the outcome of the game.
Yeah, but then the real sin here is the guys on the field, not the man on the sideline. I mean, have we heard from them? I assume the officials in the game would tell you that they were not calling it against Simeon.
I would assume they would say that, but unfortunately, I mean, as a lawyer, the way this works is, you know, usually people don't admit.
But what can you do about that? You've got a playoff system. Naz has a game this week. They play on Saturday. So how does Simeon even insert itself into the playoffs if they feel they were cheated? The kids on Nazareth didn't do anything wrong.
Right. Well, what we're asking for the game that they took from Simeon to be forfeited, and then the victory against Batavia to be forfeited and let Batavia play in the championship game. We're not asking for Simeon to be able to get back into it, but that is, and along with that, we're asking for the referees to be Mercado, as long as the crew, to be banned from banning refereeing ever again in Illinois.
Why did he wear a uniform to the game if he wasn't working the game?
Well, that is a good question. That is what we're trying to find an answer to. I believe that he was doing that in order to assert some type of authority and to let the other referees know, if he didn't personally know them already, that, look, I'm a referee, and so you should listen to what I'm telling you to do.
You can laugh at this, but maybe he felt like, hey, I'm just lending a helping hand. I'm another helpful set of eyes. I'm a trained official. I'll be on the field. I can help you guys out a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think that's what was going on there. But it sounds good. Maybe you should represent him.
I'm trying to. I reached out to him on Facebook. Hey, listen, I got a radio station here. Richard Mercado, if you're listening, call in. I want to know. I'm sure that there's another side of the story, and that he was either being sarcastic or flip, and he, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I haven't heard back from him, so I can't tell. Yeah. So then what happens now? Go ahead, Shay. What's the next step then?
Right. So we've filed the initial lawsuit on Friday. We're going to get the IHSA served, and then we're going to request a injunction, so a hearing to happen this week before the game Saturday, and make our request about the vacating of the victory.
And it's interesting, you are not asking that Simeon advance. Simeon no. lost to Nazareth, but you want Nazareth's win to be vacated.
Correct.
And then the next weekend, Nazareth went on and won their next game, right?
Yes.
And so you want that team that they beat to advance instead?
Yes, because what we would say, or would ask for is that, since that of course, that game was the victory against Simeon would be vacated, that in essence they would have forfeited the next game anyway, so Batavia would have went on without playing anyone if we would have got this done as fast as we wanted it to.
There is precedent for this sort of thing, isn't there, Shay?
Something similar has happened before, apparently, yes.
And when it has happened, they have not sided with you. They have said the decision on the field is final, and the winning team advances. And this won't be the first time somebody was unhappy with the conduct of officials or a call in a game. That's the way. That's the way it goes.
Well, I think our situation is different because this is a situation where an adult took something away from students who've been working hard to gain that. You know, in my opinion, I mean, I'm a former CPS athlete. I think that sports is a metaphor for life, and you know there are so many lessons you learn from it. There's so many things we're trying to teach the students, as well as you know, if you put in hard work and you work hard and you do everything you're supposed to on an even playing field, you'll get the correct result, whatever that is. But in this instance, the adults came in and robbed them of that opportunity.
You know, what's really sad is that the kids from Nazareth, they don't deserve this either. They played their butts off. They thought they won the game fair and square, controversial calls notwithstanding. They didn't make the calls. They could have gone the other way. The kids from Nazareth worked hard all year long, and now there's an asterisk by their win. To say nothing of the kids from Simeon. They didn't do anything to deserve this questionable outcome. That's the real shame of it. It's the students.
It is. I think you know, all the students here suffer. And, you know, the old saying, you know, you're paid for the sins of your father. So I think that's what's happening here.
What do you mean by that?
The adults in this instance stepped in and did something wrong.
And now the kids are the ones that are suffering for it, sure.
Yes.
By the way, one of our listeners, Kevin, is an IHSA official. Hey, Kevin, you're on the air.
Thank you very much for including me. And I do agree with an awful lot of what's been said. We, as IHSA officials, we swear a Hippocratic oath that when we go to the field, we maintain charge of the field, and we call the game or the match as we see it. It's very difficult when you do have somebody on the sidelines in uniform. Sometimes you have people that are observing. Sometimes that you have officials that are doing an observation or a judging to you. So you see that, and that's kind of in your mind. But when somebody is making gestures of throwing a flag or having had a conversation prior to the match, the lead referee should have said, "Thank you very much, sir, but you need to exit the field right now."
Yeah, and then here's the thing, and then don't talk smack about it. So say you pulled the fast one and you got away with it, then shut up about it. Don't go on Facebook and say, and don't say, "I did what was needed to make sure Naz won." In another comment, I'm reading from a story at ChicagoTribune.com, this father tells someone, quote, "I didn't make one bad call. I made sure the best team won."
The only match that I ever officiated and didn't make a mistake was the match that never got played. We are human beings, and you have to just let the human beings call what they see and leave it alone. And I agree, that type of comment, there's, you know, everybody has a bad day. There's something else going on with this gentleman, and I feel bad for him. But I certainly hope the IHSA board addresses his conduct.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you. Well put, Kevin. I'm glad you're listening. Just one other note from that Tribune article. Actually, this is in the Chicago Sun Crimes today. It says, Shay Allen, that would be you, an attorney for the Simeon Alumni Association and parents, said the calls cost Simeon the game. After the game, Mercado was trolling the Simeon players on social media, making comments saying, I did that to you. Is that a quote? I mean, can you produce that? Because that's pretty awful, too, if that's true.
No, that's not a direct quote. That was a paraphrase. And in particular, what he said to one of this Simeon players is that you're not going to – the receiver was – a Simeon receiver was player of the week previous to the game.
Yeah.
And he told him, well, you're not going to be player of the week this week.
Right.
I mean, directly to a child.
I wasn't there, but I could see that as a compliment. Like, hey, kid, you know, you were the player last week. You know, I'm acknowledging that you're a terrific player, but not this week. You know, like with a pat on the back, not a kick in the butt. I wasn't there. I don't know how that was delivered, right?
Mm.
So
I kind of see it as a kick in the butt.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing seems to be untoward. I mean, something is just positively fishy about a parent of one of the NAS players in referee uniform on the sideline talking to the officials. It's just, it's amazing that that was allowed to happen. Well, we'll see what the IHSA decides. Shay Allen, any last thoughts or comments from you about this?
Well, just that. You know, as I said before, these students at Simeon, they sometimes during their life had to deal with some situations that are unique in their home situations and sorts. And they come to the football field and they come to practice. They do that to get discipline and to get, you know, a different perspective on life. And when something like this happens, I think it's really discouraging from them. And I'm happy to be able to you know, stand up and speak up for them, and hopefully we can get the right result.
708 text, why did you guys wait so long to file suit? Yeah, this game was on the 10th, so it's been over a week now. What was the delay about, do you know?
Well, my office was contacted, and we filed the next day. So as soon as we were contacted, we filed.
I guess it's not really that long.
The delay, I don't know.
And a little more than a week. That's not the end of the earth.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, my best to you all, Shay, and my best to the kids over at Simeon. You know, I'm sure life is hard enough for high school kids these days, and then to have something like this happen, to put a cloud over what was a good season for the kids, it's just not right.
Yeah.
So good luck to them, and thank you for your time,
Shay.
You bet.
Thank you so much.
Shay Allen is an attorney in Chicago representing the Boosters over at Simeon.